Diary, September 13, 1899. Wednesday, September 13, 1899. Last night was a night of great trial to me. I could not sleep until 11 o'clock. I felt oppressed. I felt that I had taken responsibilities which were urged upon me, which I could not resist, yet my heart was troubled. I felt that I had not left the burden upon the brethren present in the council meeting, but had kept it on my soul. Will anyone take the position who will press my burdens heavier upon me? As I thought of what I had said, I feared that my words would be misinterpreted and misstated. In the night season I obtained sleep. Then instruction was given to me in reference to the matter of making the medical missionary work all that God designs it shall be. The instruction given me was in this line. The office of chairman of the board is indeed an important position, but has no more power or dignity than the position of business manager. The business manager is to be a faithful steward of the financial interests. His position is not to be a haphazard one. He has a direct line of work. The question was asked whether the position of business manager was inferior to that of chairman. I said that it was. But explanation came to be in the night season that there was need of a better understanding in regard to these two important offices. Instruction was given me that the position of business manager is equal to that of president. And really, the prosperity of any institution is more dependent upon the faithful stewardship of the business manager than upon the president. Therefore, the business manager is not in any sense to be belittled. Had this matter been properly considered, so many of our institutions would not now be weighed down with accumulating debts. In this country, there is a positive necessity for wise business managers, who will not be readily drawn into expending means without studying the effect of the expenditure upon the prosperity of the institution. There are things to be set in order. It is certainly a mistake for Brother Morse to be connected as he is with the sanitarium. It is not his work to manage, and never will be. He is not fitted to fill the place he holds in the sanitarium. He does not comprehend what is required. There are men who, because they have carried one line of work, are supposed to be able to fill any place they think they can fill when they are not able to understand the situation or to be wise and competent stewards in the place. I am not called upon to specify the particulars, but there are places which require more activity, more personal work than others, places where the living responsibilities are not to be thrown upon some other person. For Brother Morse to suppose that his wife is fitted to bear the responsibilities of matron of the nurse's home is entirely a mistake. The one who fills that position should be a woman of good health, a woman who is not self-centered. Sister Morse is not the proper one for the place. Her disposition, her makeup, is not of such an order as to establish pleasant relations between herself and the nurses. There are many persons who, even if they did their best, would not be fitted for such a place. Their mold of character does not enable them to be wise in supervision. In so important a place as matron, Sister Morse could not give the right mold to the work. Brother Morse cannot adapt himself to the situation. He should have had wisdom to see that his wife is not qualified to act as matron. She does not possess, as a fixed rule, an accommodating, unselfish disposition. The one who acts as matron over those who are being educated in the sanitarium should be an affectionate, kindly, sunny-tempered woman. She must be a woman who can mold minds, not by being authoritative, but by being kind and thoughtful, and yet as firm as a rock to principle. She must forget herself in her interest for others. The matron of any institution, who must guide and direct and advise others, must be of an entirely different mold from Sister Morse. Sister Morse has not good health, and her disposition has been strained because she has been placed in positions she was not qualified to fill. In our sanitarium, we must seek to uplift a high standard. Self must be hid in Christ. The banner of truth must ever be raised. Truth, goodness, and usefulness work for the upbuilding of the sanitarium. In their principles, purposes, and deeds, the workers are to seek to excel in all things high and good. They must educate themselves to be kind and courteous. Let the credentials of heaven appear as the characteristics of the sanitarium. Cheerfulness must circulate through the entire institution, making things pleasant for all. Those being educated should be taught to cultivate an unselfish interest in the welfare of others. Thus, the seeds of kindness are sown. Their affectionate disposition will cause all with whom they associate to have a spirit of love, tenderness, and thoughtfulness for others. Those who wish to win the affections and goodwill of others must themselves manifest friendship and goodwill. Those who wish to be accommodated and assisted must show themselves ready to assist and to manifest self-forgetfulness. The simplicity of heart religion must be seen in those who perform the services required of a matron. I am not enlightened as to the position Brother Morse should occupy, but he cannot work in the place he supposes he is fitted to fill without loss to the institution. And never should a young girl or boy be made accountant in such an institution. Even at its earliest stage, when the work is small, the one bearing the responsibilities must be wholly efficient. The manager himself must see that the very best methods to save expense are followed. The outlays made for purchases must be watched. The provisions must be bought in quantity, not in driblets. This work cannot be trusted to Sister Tuxford, who has not been educated to handle money economically and savingly. There is need of looking carefully after the supplies bought for the institution. The food placed on the table must be wholesome, but not rich. While Brother Morse spends carefully the money earned by his own labor, he is not so wise and judicious in purchasing for the institution. But it is sufficient to say that he is not the man for the position he now occupies. Our brethren must look carefully after the outgoes, realizing the knowledge of how to use money is a valuable talent. Dr. Caro is not experienced in the economical use of means. He has ideas which are not exactly true in thinking that the work must have an appearance of popularity.